Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we are so thankful that once again we can gather in your house to worship and lift you up. And Father, this morning I pray that you will speak to our hearts through the word this morning, and we pray it will be a blessing to each and every one. And we ask if there's someone here that does not know you as Savior, that today will be that day that they'll give their heart and life to you. For it's in your name we ask. Amen. This morning I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150. Now you're sitting there and you're probably thinking to yourself, he's going to have us here all day. Well, I promise you we won't be here all day. But there is something that I discovered many years ago studying the Bible. There's something unusual about these Psalms. And there's something that each of these has in common. If you will notice the first four words of Psalm 146, you see that it begins with, "Praise ye the Lord." And then you go down to the end of Psalm 146, and you see again, it ends with, "Praise ye the Lord." And you go on over to Psalm 147, and you see it begins and ends with, "Praise ye the Lord." You go to Psalm 148, and you see it begins and ends with, "Praise ye the Lord." You go over to 149, and you see it the same thing. It says, "Praise ye the Lord," and ends with, "Praise ye the Lord." And then the same thing in Psalm 150. It begins and ends with, "Praise ye the Lord." Now to me, this is very interesting that all these Psalms begin and end with praise to the Lord. And so that's what I want to draw your attention to this morning, praising the Lord. Actually, the psalmist is saying, "Hallelujah." By the way, hallelujah is one of the very same words in all the Bible that is in the same in any language. The psalmist says, "Hallelujah," and then he lists the things for which he praises God, and closes by saying hallelujah. Then he starts the next psalm and does the same thing. And as I get older, I find that I have a Baptist head, a Pentecostal heart, and Jehovah Witness feet. Now you say, what kind of a fellow is that? What kind of a preacher is that? Well, for some unknown reason, as I'm getting older, I find myself increasingly praising the Lord in my heart. I find myself more and more overflowing. I find more and more of my own heart wanting to praise the Lord. I find myself thinking, how good God is to me. Have you ever stopped to think about that? How good God is to you? I find myself at times that I want to clap my hands and just shout. I do not understand it, but it seems that praise swells up more and more in my own heart. Sometimes I just want to weep and praise the Lord at the same time. Brothers and sisters, this morning, you ought to shout. You ought to clap your hands and say, "Praise the Lord." Years ago, in one church that I had, my wife taught Sunday school, and she had a little blind boy in her Sunday school class, and his name was Lyle. And Lyle, one Sunday, was sitting in Sunday school, and all of a sudden, he began to clap his hands, and Martha looked at him, and she said, "Lyle, what are you doing?" And Lyle looked up at her, and he said, "Mrs. Gates," he said, "I was just thinking how good God is to me." Now there was a little blind boy praising God because, and even though he was blind. You know, we ought never to complain. You know, so many times we act like little spoiled children, don't we? And we ought to just give God the glory. Stop and think about it. We have so much. And so, as I said, we're going to discuss for a few moments the matter of praise. You ought to read the Psalms. If you do, you will find yourself rejoicing and praising God. You cannot fellowship long with the psalmist David without shouting. Look, you just can't hang around with some folks without getting happy. You run around with David for a while, and you will find yourself praising the Lord. Listen, take some time to read the Psalms. I make it a habit each and every day to read the Psalms. And then I'll go over and I like to read Proverbs each day. And I gain godly instruction and wisdom. And then I jump over to the book of Acts. And when I go over to the book of Acts, I want to go out and build something for God. And so along with my regular Bible study each and every day, I make it a habit to read these three books. You see, we need to praise God for what he has done for us. Look with me at Psalm 150. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise God in the firmament of his power. Praise him for the mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord that there's a heaven that you can go to this morning. You say, well, preacher, I got troubles. Do you want to take time to listen to some of my problems? Praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit he has given to comfort us. If you have health this morning, food, a home, a loving family, and if you're born of God, you ought to praise God for that. The Bible says, oh, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Where are the hearts of men whose hearts overflow with praise to God? I'm a fellow that loves to read the biographies of great men of God. And there's many times I find myself asking, where are the Dwight Moody's, the Billy Sundays, the Charles Finley's, the Jonathan Edwards? Where are they? Give us churches today that praise the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about rolling down the aisle and doing two flips and four handstands and making a fool of yourself. But I'm talking about a heart that's overflowing. There's an old preacher by the name of Billy Bray. And Billy used to say, don't blame me because I am overflowing. Blame the fellow that's pouring it into the vessel. If God keeps pouring it in, I can't help it. It's not my fault. I'm just the vessel. And if God overflows me, I've got to say something about it. Now, I'm not talking about sensationalism. I'm talking about sincere praise. Listen, are you saved this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you are, you know you're going to heaven. But you know, we have a dead, dry religion that's sweeping over America today. And so we need to take time and just give God the praise. You know, there were others in the Bible that praised the Lord. In Genesis 29:35, Leah said, now will I praise the Lord. Jeremiah in chapter 33, verse 11 said, "Praise the Lord of hosts." Isaiah 25:1, the prophet said, "I will praise thy name." In the dungeon at midnight, the Philistine jail, Paul and Silas, who were suffering from being beaten, began to sing praise to God. And so this morning I say to you, my precious friends, I don't know your burdens, but I know each and every one of us have burdens of some kind. And my heart goes out to you. But the very fact that you are in church this morning ought to cause you to praise the Lord. That ought to cause you to praise the Lord. And so I want to ask the first question. Who should praise the Lord? In the Bible, so many praise the Lord. And of course, David praised the Lord, and we have to start with him. And you study and look through the Psalms, and you'll see many, many times, over and over in the Bible, that David praised the Lord. He praised the Lord in Psalm 63:3. In Psalm 67:3, we see it. Psalm 71:14, we see David praise the Lord. In Psalm 74:21, he praised the Lord. And we could go on through the Psalms, and you see David praised the Lord. And so David made it a habit of praising the Lord. You know, as I said, I make it a habit to read the Psalms every day, and I get a rich blessing. But if you lose your praise, you're not going to be worth much for God. We need Christians that will praise God again and rejoice in the good things of life. Look with me over at Psalm 148, verses 11 to 13. Psalm 148, beginning at verse 11. It says, "Kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven." Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you honestly praised the Lord? How long has it been since you sat down and realized what you have? You go to the poverty-stricken regions of the world, and you look to God and praise him for what he's done for you. David said the young should praise the Lord. Dear saints, in years, how long has it been since you and I have looked up and said, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord"? You look at those that are confined in homes and hospitals, and we ought to be thankful. Those of us who could come to church today ought to lift our hearts and praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 29:30 tells us that the Levites sang praise to God. Acts 2:47, we find the folk there praising God and having favor with all people. Excuse me. Notice again, if you please, David said, the young, the old, the poor, the needy, the men, the women, everyone ought to praise the Lord. Oh, listen. The longer I preach, the longer I see the blessings of God, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, so many times we go to church and then we yawn and we go home and we do not care of one bit. You know, we ought to be ashamed. God is so good. And then secondly, why should we praise the Lord? We have said, who should praise the Lord? Now we answer the question, why should we praise the Lord? Psalm 103, verse 3 says, "I am glad to..." Let's look at Psalm 103, verse 3. Psalm 103, verse 3, it says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." You know, I'm glad that God redeemed my life as well as my soul. The psalmist said to praise the Lord for a useful life. Psalm 103, verse 4, it says we're to praise God for the mercy and love of God. Verse 5 of Psalm 103, he reminds us to praise the Lord for food and strength. Now look with me at Psalm 147, verse 2. Psalm 147, verse 2, it says, "The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel." And then verse 3, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." And then verse 8, "Who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains." I want to ask you this morning, aren't you glad that he loves the outcasts? Aren't you glad he loves the poor? Look at verse 4. "Who telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them by their names." Did you ever try to count the stars? I can remember as a boy, I used to like that. We had an old tree in the backyard. And I used to, in the summer, I'd like to go out there and sit under that old tree. And I can remember one night, I was just sitting there looking up at the stars and trying to count them. And that's an impossible job, isn't it? To count all those stars. But the Bible says the Lord knows them by name. And if God can keep account of the stars, I know God can keep account of each of us. I'll tell you what to do. For a moment, just close your eyes for a moment. Don't bow your head. Just close your eyes. And I want to talk with you with your eyes closed. Now you're like that little blind boy I was telling you about. For a moment, you're living in the world of the blind. Now, how would you like to live in that world all the time? Now, open your eyes. And you ought to praise God that you have your eyes that you can see. How long has it been since you've touched your eyes and praised the Lord that you can see? Look down at your legs, move them, and then praise the Lord that you can walk. As I'm getting older and I'm in the early stages of Parkinson's, and sometimes I have a difficult time walking, and today is one of those days. But I thank God that I can still walk and get around. You know, we ought to praise God that for what we have. Look around this church today. I find it a joy that every time I come down here to be with you folks. And you folks ought to praise God for this church. You ought to praise God for this church. And I mean that. When your pastor arrives, bathe him in prayer and your love. And you should thank God for the pastor that's coming. You know, we ought to praise God for our country. Our country has a lot of faults and problems. But we ought to praise God for our country. We ought to praise God for our salvation. We ought to praise that we have help when troubles come our way. Whenever we have burdens and heartaches, he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." The word says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Whenever we're lonely, he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake thee." When death comes and he sends his angels to take us over Jordan, we read, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." When times of weakness comes, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee." Oh, how we ought to praise the Lord. When I started preaching over 50 years ago, what I preached was in the Bible. And so I preached it. But there were some things that I didn't know from experience. The Bible says that He will comfort us. So I believed the Lord would comfort. But I didn't know it and realize it until my grandfather went home to be with the Lord years ago. And I preach now long enough to know that everything in this book is real and true, and you can bank on it. I know from personal experience in heartaches and troubles that He's there to comfort us. And so this morning we ought to praise God for our salvation. And I ask you this morning, is your name written in heaven? I would not want to live for 1 minute without my name written in heaven. I would not want to go to bed without knowing my name is written in heaven. Jesus will save all men who will come to Him and by faith. And this morning, if you do not know Him, you too can have your name written in heaven today. And then lastly this morning, I want to answer the question, how should we praise the Lord? How should we praise the Lord? First, we should praise Him by being saved. Second, we can praise God by our obedience. We need to be willing to do what God wants us to do. Another way is by our singing. Look at Psalm 146:2. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I sure can make a joyful noise to the Lord. And so we ought to praise the Lord by singing. Psalm 149, verse 3, it says, let them praise His name in the dance. And people used to tell old Billy Bray, Billy, don't shout. Just shut your mouth. And old Billy would look at him and he'd say, if I did shut my mouth, my feet would shout. When my right foot hits the ground, it says glory. My feet would shout if my mouth were shut up. Now, I'm not talking, as I said earlier, about someone making a fool of themselves. But I'm talking about getting in your prayer closet at home. One of the things that I learned long ago from my grandmother was she was a woman of prayer. And Grandma had a prayer closet. And she used to take her Bible and go into that closet and sit and read her Bible and pray. When she'd come out of that closet, her Bible was stained in tears. She taught me how to pray. And I could have saved myself a lot of heartaches during my time in the service, if I'd have just listened to my grandmother and remembered that. But one of the things that I've learned is to spend a lot of time in prayer. We need prayer warriors in our churches today. Men and women that will pray for their church, their families, their homes. I want to ask you again, how long has it been since you overflowed with the praise of God? How long has it been since you spent time alone with God and said, praise the Lord? Psalm 150 tells us we're to praise the Lord with musical instruments. Psalm 149:5 says that we ought to sing aloud upon our beds. One day, many, many, many years ago, I was reading Isaiah 9:6, and I was also reading a commentary on it. And the commentary said the words, Prince of Peace, mean tranquilizer. And I sat there and I looked at myself and I thought, man, praise the Lord. I just learned that I have a tranquilizer that I can take anytime that I want. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Tranquilizer. You see, He is always here. He lives in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And so this morning I want to ask you, have you praised the Lord lately? Do you know Him as your personal Savior? And so I would like to encourage you this morning to begin to praise the Lord, for He is so good to us. Father, this morning, we thank You for Your word and what it means to our lives. And I just ask You this morning that You'll help us to begin to praise You more and thank You for all that You've done for us. And if someone here does not know You, I pray today that they will begin that praise journey by giving their hearts and lives to You. For it's in Your name we ask.